Well, welcome back to 5 Minutes in Church History. Last week, we looked at Faith in Times of Plague, Part 1. Well, this week is Part 2. Last time, we were in the 16th century, talking about Martin Luther. This time, we're going not too far back, just about 100 years or so back, to 1918 and the 20th century to talk about Francis Grimke. We've talked about him before on 5 Minutes in Church History. He was born in the American South in 1850 as a slave. He was emancipated at the age of 15 at the end of the Civil War. He made his way north, studied in Pennsylvania, and then he went over to New Jersey and was a student at Princeton Theological Seminary from 1875 to 1878. The importance of those 3 years is that they were, in fact, the last 3 years that Charles Hodge taught at Princeton. So that is to say that Grimke was one of the last students of Princeton to have Charles Hodge for all 3 years of the theology curriculum. Grimke spent most of his ministry as pastor of the 15th Street Presbyterian Church in Washington, D.C. He died in 1937. Well, we've all heard by now of the Spanish flu of 1918. Grimke lived through it, and he published and preached and then published a sermon entitled Some Reflections, Growing Out of the Recent Epidemic of Influenza That Afflicted Our City. It was preached on November 3rd, 1918. It is full of all sorts of insight on how a Christian can respond to a plague, but let me just focus on two issues with you. One, and I'll just read what Grimke has to say. Another thing has impressed me during this epidemic. It has brought out in a way that is very gratifying the high estimation in which the Christian church is held in the community, the large place which it really occupies in the thought of the people. The fact that for several weeks we have been shut out from the privileges of the sanctuary has brought home to us, as never before, what the church has really meant to us. We hadn't thought, perhaps, very much of the privilege while it lasted, but the moment it was taken away, we saw at once how much it meant to us. One of the gratifying things to me during this scourge has been the sincere regrets that I have heard expressed all over the city by numbers of people at the closing of the churches. The theater goers, of course, have regretted the closing of the theaters. I do not know whether the children or the teachers have regretted the closing of the schools or not. Now, I'll just interject here. They didn't have online classes to move towards. School just simply shut down. So my hunch is students and teachers probably didn't mind much. But then he goes on to say, but I do know that large numbers of people have regretted the closing of the churches. I hope that now that they are opened again, that we will all show our appreciation of their value by attending regularly upon their services. It would be a great calamity to any community to be without the public ministrations of the sanctuary. So there he is saying, one of the things he learned is the preciousness of, as he goes on to say, Sabbath keeping and joining together in fellowship together with God's people in God's house. During the Spanish flu, the churches were shut down and they couldn't worship together. And so we're experiencing that today. Well, as Grimke makes his way through the end of the sermon, he talks about faith. And this is what he has to say. If faith is to help us, if it is to put its great strong arms under us, if we are to feel its sustaining power under such distressing circumstances, it must be a real, living faith in God. He goes on to say, it is a good time for those of us who are Christians to examine ourselves, to see exactly how it is with us, whether the foundation upon which we are building is a rock foundation, whether our faith is really resting upon Christ, the solid rock, or not. Well, there's Francis Grimke reminding a congregation in 1918 of faith in times of plague. And those are good words for us today. And I'm Steve Nichols, and thanks for listening to 5 Minutes in Church History. Well, we have a brief moment here for a bonus quote, and I have just one line, and it comes from the poet, John Donne. There we are in that blessed dependency, to hang upon him that hangs upon a cross.